I'm like Jim. It was repentance, 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 and repented for our nation and repented for our sins of our nation, and it was all good. And I'm like you, brother. I repented of a lot of things that I needed to repent of. And I was just thinking, I broke one of them before I went to sleep. So, but you get back up, you know what I mean? Y'all don't ever do that, but you just keep on. You keep on. You don't give up. So I wrote down that this is a formula for a free life, and there's lots of stuff, but how many of y'all want to be free? Really free. I'm talking free, not because you're in the United States. I'm talking free. Because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Psalm 1. I got a bunch of scriptures, so I'm not going to elaborate on it a lot. But the scripture, the word of God, and that's another thing I heard a lot yesterday. The word of God, the word of God, the word of God. The word of God's got to come forth and heal this land. It's going to take the word of God, not my opinions, not some preacher's thoughts on what the word of God really says. The word of God says what the word of God says. There's no confusion. Most of it's pretty simple. Did you know that? You don't have to figure out Revelations and the seven trumpets, and you don't have to figure all that out. Just know that the word of God is simple.
That's true.
God made it simple. Like Steve Hill said, he said, I preach like I'm preaching to an 8-year-old kid. Because he said, if an 8-year-old kid can understand it, an 80-year-old man can understand it. So it's simple. I'm not saying you can't get deep, 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 deeper, but don't listen to what somebody else says the word of God really means. Really means. They really meant to say this. Oh, Jesus, oh, you didn't know what you really wanted to say, right? No, that's not true. He knew exactly. He is the word of God. Psalm 1, blessed. What's that mean? It means highly favored, just blessed, blessed. And everything you do, everything you touch, you're blessed in it. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. What's the counsel of the ungodly? Give me some examples. TV, music, movie stars, swimming pools, Planned Parenthood, texting. I'm not saying it's all bad. I'm just saying when you are pulling into what the crowd says, you're in trouble. Because those that follow Jesus have always been in the minority. Do you know that? Always. They've always been in the minority. When this great move of God hits, no telling. Do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. This is if you want to be blessed. It says, blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners. Hangs around with sinners. Hello? I can hang around them now because I've been washed and free so long, I don't want what they got no more because I know it's dead. I know it's death, but when you're young in the Lord, you need to... Well, no, if you're walking strong in the Lord, they're going to separate from you. You notice your friends start like, he's no fun no more. Nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. And listen to this. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also will not wither, and whatever he does will prosper. Don't you want that? Don't you want whatever you do to prosper? What's the key to that? Well, if you hear from God what to do, he's going to tell you what to do so it can prosper. It's like when we make plans just by feelings, lots of times they fall through, and it's like, why did that happen, God? Well, because you didn't ask me, and you didn't wait for an answer. You just did it. Sometimes he blesses that in spite of ourselves, but we need to hear from God. So whatever you do will prosper if you walk as a righteous man or woman of God. But it says the ungodly are not so. They are like the chaff which the wind drives away. You know what chaff is? It's the junk of the harvest. Yeah, it's what's on the wheat grain. Yes. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, they used to go in a barn with two big, I guess you'd call them like big doors like that, only not like that. But they would put it in a sheet. They would put the grain in there and they would throw it up in the air, and as the wind blew through this barn, the chaff would blow away because it was light, but the grain would stay. So the good would stay and the bad would go. So that's what he was talking about, chaff, junk. Therefore, the ungodly will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly will perish. Go to Psalm 51. How many of you know David wrote a lot of these? The majority of the Psalms. Did you know that, King David? Oh, yeah, King David's one of the most famous persons in the Bible. Would you agree? What's King David's claim to fame? What's that? Giant killer, that's for sure. Do you have something else? Man after God's own heart, yeah. And Jesus came through that lineage, right? So the Messiah came through that lineage. But we just read that psalm, and you think, what a wise man to write about how the righteous will be blessed and how the unrighteous will be cursed. I call this scripture guilty and exposed. Guilty and exposed. You know, sometimes we get exposed by the devil, don't we? Sometimes we get exposed by friends and family, don't we? Sometimes we get exposed, and it's like you're walking around naked because you got caught. Does that make sense? Have you ever been there? Praise God, when he exposes you, he makes a way for you to clothe yourself. Does that make sense? Listen to this here. Well, first, the prophet came up and he told David a story. He said, there was a man who had a little sheep, and he took care of him and he loved him and da 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 da. And then this rich man came along who had all kinds of sheep. And he said, he stole the poor man's sheep and killed it and slaughtered it and ate it. And David said, that man should die. And the prophet of God said, you're the man. You're the man. Because King David had did what? He took Bathsheba, who was another man's wife, while his, you know, her husband was out fighting a war for David and the kingdom of Israel, took the wife, looked over the wall and saw her bathing. For one thing, he should have been at battle. He shouldn't have been hanging out at the palace taking it easy. He should have been in the midst of the battle. That's when you pull out of the battle and you pull out of God's work for you. You get in a place where you've got too much time and the enemy's got a way to pull on you and thrust on you. And pretty soon you're doing things that you would never imagine you would ever do again. Anybody ever been there? Just me. He said, you're the man. And that wasn't in an affectionate way. And the penalty for what he'd done, I imagine, would have been death by stoning. And for sure, never, ever having a relationship with the Father God again. I mean, that was just, he'd done blown it. What? He had relationship, adulterous relationship. Help me think of his name, Jesus. Uriah's wife, Bathsheba. So he had relations with her, and guess what? You get caught. She became pregnant. Uh-oh. Don't have Planned Parenthood in Israel at that time. No, really. He wouldn't have done that anyway, I don't think. But what happened? He said, I'm bringing my boy home, and I'm going to let him have a little furlough. I'm going to let him spend some time with his wife, and, you know, it'll all look like him. Well, he did come home, but he was so faithful to the king that he camped outside the wall, and he laid on the pavement and didn't even go home and sleep with his wife. Wow, what a faithful soldier, huh? So David's like, what an idiot. What am I going to do now? So then he gets him drunk. He gets him drunk, and he knows when you drink what happens. What happens when you drink? Y'all don't know, but your inhibitions are like, whoosh. Drinking, drugs will pull down what God's plan for your life, right? So he still wouldn't go into his wife. So then what happened? Okay, let's send him out to battle. And he told the general, look, send him into the hottest part of battle. And when he gets there, I want everybody to pull back and leave him all alone. So he was killed. So everything was fixed. And I could go, well, that story, it goes on with losing a child. I mean, it's just, he paid for that. Amen. He reaped and he sowed and he reaped and he paid for that sin. But think of the goodness of God. Psalm 51:1. This is what happened after this. Have mercy on me, God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Wash me. First, blot out my transgressions. What's a transgression? It's rebellion. It's rebellion. It's like you draw a line in the sand. Probably did that when you was a little kid. You don't do that no more. They do it virtually. But you draw a line in the sand and say, if you cross over this line, I'm going to deck you. So that's God draws a line in the sand and says, don't cross this line. It's sin, it's wrong, and it'll kill you. That is a transgression. That's above sin. Sin can be an accident, but that is a rebellious act. It's like, I'm going to do it whether you like it or not, God. Blot out my transgressions, my rebellion. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Iniquity, perverse things, depravity and guilt, and cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is always before me. In other words, you know when you've done something wrong, it's always there. It's always on your mind. There's guilt. There's shame. There's depression. The things Jenny was singing over. And people were getting free from that, praise God. Free from that. The cool thing about it is you don't have to be in bondage to it ever again. You don't have to be in bondage. Against you and you only have I sinned. That's what he said. I didn't sin against, I'm having trouble with names. Uriah, the Hittite. I didn't sin against him. I didn't sin against Bathsheba. I didn't sin against my other wife. I sinned against you and you only, God, have I sinned. Because you saw everything I've done. You know every thought I've thought. You know every word I've spoke. Amen. Praise God for forgiveness. Praise God, he doesn't just forgive us. It says he casts it into a sea of forgetfulness as far as east is from west. Think about it. You don't ever have to think about it again. And if it comes up, you know who it is. It's the devil. It's the enemy of your soul. You don't ever have to take that anymore. no matter how bad and how perverse it may have been, in God's mind, it's gone. It's gone. That you may be just, and when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, your desire, truth, in my inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I will be clean. What's hyssop reminded me of? It reminded me of hitting the doorpost with the blood of the lamb. That's what they used, a hyssop plant, to do that. Cover me in blood, Lord. He didn't even know about Jesus yet, man. He's prophetically, oh, why?